An ancient mystic once said, "He who splits a seed and finds nothing is failing to experience the spirit at the heart of everything." Brainchild, Part 6. Incomprehensibly, definitively, predictable.
Thought transference. Lock 6968721. Planet Earth to System A. Expeditionary Agent 019MHTX. What defines a life experience? If a baby is stillborn, has it still lived? If a person is cut down in their prime, does that mean they grew up too soon? Are old age and infirmity merely a waste of breath? What possible value could a dying human have to the world, except to demonstrate one of many countless ways in which to leave it?
An older guy with red hair and blue eyes? He had a chipped tooth, wearing a jacket with patched leather elbows.
What'd he look like?
I thought he was having a heart attack. He ran into the bathroom, then he just vanished.
Sounds like the guy came in about 20 minutes ago.
What, he a friend of yours?
I've never seen him before.
What, you think he flushed himself down the toilet?
Have you seen Hope?
Well, she's in the back room with Deanna. Yeah, something's going down. Hope don't seem too happy.
Ever wish you were somewhere else?
Well, if I was, I'd probably be wishing I was back here. You know what life is like, Angel Baby? Just when you think you found something nice to eat, somebody hits you in the head with a frying pan. Well, you look good tonight, girl. You look good every night. So what are you doing after the show?
If you were 20 years younger, Bo.
Oh, if I was 20 years younger, I'd be older than I already was. And you'd be a lot less alive than you are. Oh, wait. You hear the one about the corruption of a miner? They made him dig for gold, but all he found was a pack of cigarettes. And for 30 seconds, he was the happiest miner alive.
Is that a hint?
Oh, it's definitely a clue, lady.
Officer?
No, thanks. I don't smoke.
He reads books.
What kind of books?
All kinds of books.
All them words in his head, but he don't say much.
Not like some people I know.
Well, is that a hint?
It's definitely a clue.
So what you do to this guy, girl?
I thought I could make him happy.
Oh, men and happiness just don't mix. Men and heart attacks, they mix. Especially when they mix with a woman. Man, life is just too complicated. Sometimes I just wish he was a duck.
Is it supposed to rain all night?
It's supposed to rain all week.
What, you read that in the book? Yeah, look your type, Angel. If you don't mind
something me... Something in the eyes.
Contact lenses.
Can I borrow your umbrella?
It's not mine.
Yeah, somebody left it here. Well, unless there was a duck.
If Hope's looking for me, tell her I'll just be a few minutes.
Who's up now?
Bambi.
She's good. She's a good dancer. Jewel was a good dancer.
I haven't seen Jewel for a while. I think her and Hope had something bad going. You should go and watch.
That's not what I'm getting paid for.
Oh, I'll make sure nobody breaks the law.
I'll be back in a few minutes.
So that's what you do on your night off?
I mind my own business.
That's cool. I used to own my own mind, too. Well, till I tried to mix it up with business, know what I mean? I think I'll just take a peek here.
What's this all about?
A
That's a good question.
I am asking the questions. You are providing the answers. I have a database here. Chronic disconnection and willful failure to comprehend on the most elementary level.
If I don't understand, I figure I don't understand.
We don't understand.
Why? What don't you understand?
Why?
Why what?
Why we don't understand.
What?
We don't understand that either.
Don't understand what?
Why we don't understand what it is.
What? What is?
There's something missing.
Our sense of life.
Miss Scott, I am speaking to Mr. Dolphy.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you speaking to him? I don't understand either.
It is my understanding that he started it.
Started what?
Willfully failing to comprehend on the most elementary level.
It's all my fault.
So you admit you are to blame?
Nobody's to blame. We're not blaming anybody.
If it's his fault, then he is to blame. If you don't understand that, then you're obviously not even trying.
Maybe I'm trying too hard.
That must be better than not trying at all, right?
Miss Culp, I will deal with you later.
Why?
One problem at a time.
But it's the same problem.
I guess I'm the problem.
I'm the problem, too.
It seems to me, Miss Colt, that you are merely willful. Mr. Dolphy appears to be the one who is really failing to comprehend.
That's not fair. I don't comprehend either.
Mr. Dolphy, I am locking you into a psychotherapy shoot. Miss Colt, I am re-radiating you into a separate spoke. I think you understand why and what all too well.
No, I don't.
That is enough. This concept is at an end. Miss Scott, I am regrading your studies as of now.
No! You find your man, babe?
No. He just vanished in the rain.
First, he got flushed down the toilet. Then he got washed down the drain. He ain't no dreamboat. I say he should be good and drowned by morning.
Where's our boy in blue?
Says he had to talk to Hope. But I think he just wanted to take it on the heat.
You got a quarter?
Aw, man, if I had a quarter, would I be working here?
I need to make a phone call.
You got a phone right upstairs.
I see Hope just now.
You and Hope, you got a thing going, right? I mean, not that it's any of Bo's business or nothing.
Business is business. Hope's always got some kind of business thing going.
Hey, who are you gonna call? Well, not that it's any of
just
both.
A friend. Curiosity. Thanks, Bo.
Hey, you know what curiosity did, right? Killed the friend. Or was it the cat? Wait, the cat killed the friend? Wait, did the friend kill the cat? See, I had a friend once who killed a cat. He kept it in the bag too long. Thought he had it in the bag and then forgot he had it in the bag. And you know what happens when the cat's in the bag for too long? It starts to stink like curiosity. And that's when you gotta put it out of its misery, man. Cat, friend, curiosity. Hell, even the bag man. The bag man. Hey, maybe he's the one who got too snoopy in the first place. Should have just, you know, taken the money and ran. Took the damn cat, too, and let the friend out of the bag. Hey, who can you trust these days if you can't trust a dead cat? Yeah, I got a nose for these things.
Hi, Jewel. It's Angela. Angel, club? There's something I need to talk to you about. I haven't seen you for a few days. I hope everything's okay. Give me a call, okay? You know the number. Give me a call. Soon, okay?
Of course you know. I heard every word.
You ever been in love, Bo?
I liked the girl once. She made me feel all tickly inside.
And did you ever get to tickle her?
Nah, no way. I guess I must have loved her too much for that.
I gotta get out of here, Bo. I gotta get out of here. Otherwise, I got a feeling I'm gonna wind up in the same bag as Jewel.
If death defines life, then death must be life's primary experience. There is no peak like the peak from which there is no descent. In which case, until that moment, a moment essentially incomprehensible to the human mind, yet so predictably definitive, Until that moment, humans can only hold a lease and never really own their house.
This has been a Three Bridges audio experience. Brainchild, Part 6. Written by Steve Bellwood. Directed by Gregor Barnum. Executive producer, Teresa Langston. Audio engineer, Joe Mango. Featuring the voices of Craig Gilbert, Teresa Langston, Joe Mango, Josiah Rowe, Susan Sachs, and Michael Sayers. Soundings by Randy Parker. Recorded at the Yale Broadcasting Studios in New Haven, Connecticut. Join us next time as the recalcitrant Eric undergoes psychotherapy. Angela wanders off willingly into the arms of an alienated fate. And somebody has been shot.